like a celebration of the Jewish Community Center of Greater Washington. On the stage with me today to help celebrate this event are the following persons, starting from my far right. Lester Kaplan, Executive Director of the Jewish Community Center. Joel Breslau, President of the United Jewish Appeal Federation of Greater Washington. Tamara Feldblum, a member of the center who's come from Russia. Ida Lazansky, member of the center who's representing the senior adults. And Charlie Wallstein, a member of the center. More than 2,000 years ago, a small group of Jewish warriors led by Judah Maccabee recaptured the Holy Temple against great odds. In doing so, they found a small amount of oil, which miraculously burned for 8 days. Throughout the centuries since that time, Jews have looked at the act of the Maccabees standing up against a mighty foe as one of the most courageous acts in Jewish history and as a source of inspiration to carry on when the going seemed impossible. Today, we light the Hanukkah candle not only to remember the valiant act so long ago, but to state forever to the world, as our brethren in Israel do every day, that the lamp of liberty and freedom will always burn brightly in our hearts and be etched forever in our minds. We must never forget that now, as 2,000 years ago, there are those who would destroy the Jewish people and all they stand for. We are proud to live in a country where we can stand up for what we believe, and where we have a government whose president believes in the strength of Israel and in the importance of maintaining democracy in the Middle East, which Israel represents. Mr. President, we are so happy to have you with us today to help us celebrate the Festival of Lights. It is appropriate that the meeting take place at this Jewish Community Center. For this center, as all Jewish community centers throughout this country, is a focal point for Jews of the entire community. Thank you for sharing this very important event with us.
place in the temple, the holy center of Jewish worship. Mattathias, a Hebrew priest, refused to worship these idols. Aroused to anger by the cruel and repressive regime, Mattathias called for a rebellion of the Jews. Mattathias' son Judah, called the Maccabee from the Hebrew word meaning hammer, became the commander-in-chief of the Hebrew army and led the Jews into battle against the vastly superior forces of the Syrians. As a result of Judah's leadership and military skill, fortified by the Jews' faith in their God and devotion to their religious heritage, the small Jewish army emerged victorious. The Jews returned to Jerusalem and purged the temple of its pagan idols. When the people gathered to rededicate the temple, they could find only one small jar of oil to rekindle the Ner Tamid, the eternal flame. This was just enough oil to burn for one day. Nesgadol Hayasham, a great miracle happened there. The oil in the lamp burned for 8 days, lasting until new oil could be brought to the temple in Jerusalem. Since that time, Jews the world over have celebrated Hanukkah, the festival of lights, by lighting candles for 8 days. One candle on the first night, two on the second, and so on until the 8th day when 8 candles are lit. The word Hanukkah means dedication. The Hebrew name of this festival of lights points to the meaning of this holiday. Jews rejoice at this season because the victorious Maccabees recaptured the citadel of Jewish religious life, the temple. The Ner Tamid was kindled again, symbolizing an undying allegiance to the faith of Israel. And now, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, if you join me at the menorah.
Unity and diversity by the 8 separate branches of the menorah coming together as one. And as the menorah's light grows stronger, with one candle being lit each day, we can feel the flame of freedom burning in your hearts, and that flame should inspire people everywhere. Hanukkah is symbolic of the Jewish struggle to resist submission to tyranny and to sustain its spiritual heritage. No people have fought longer, struggled harder, or sacrificed more to survive, to grow, and to live in freedom are Israelis. We are all children of Abraham, children of the same God. The bonds between our two peoples are growing stronger, and they must not and will never be broken. Israel's quest for peace and security is in constant peril from those driven by hatred and violence. As I told Prime Minister Shamir last week, Israel has a friend in America, and good friends stand together. We're also making sure that Israel is not hurt in the United Nations. Ambassador Kirkpatrick is our watchdog on this, and let me assure you one thing about Jean. She is a very determined woman. Just so no one gets any ideas, let me be blunt. If Israel is ever forced to leave the UN, the United States and Israel will leave together. Of Jews from the Soviet Union has practically stopped. They're constantly ridiculed, harassed, beaten, and arrested by Soviet authorities. It's no exaggeration to say their entire Jewish population feels it is under siege. Today, Soviet Jews are fighting for their future and their freedom, as the Maccabees once did. But their fight is a peaceful one. Some are struggling to emigrate from the Soviet Union. Many others are trying to assert their rights to practice their religion and preserve their heritage. In their struggle, we must not forsake them. We will not remain silent. Our hearts go out to heroes like Anatoly Sharansky and Yosef Begin, imprisoned for their love of God and freedom. And there are so many more. We will not remain silent when Avi Goldstein, a 10-year-old boy being harassed by the KGB, asked visiting Samantha Smith to convey his family's appeal for immigration. We will not remain silent when Will Furman, one of Moscow's leading Hebrew teachers, has been persecuted, seen his house vandalized, and been robbed of his teaching materials. To every religious dissident trapped in this cold, cruel existence, we Americans send our love and support. We appeal to people everywhere to open their hearts and to raise their voices in support of our brothers and sisters. Together, let us pray that the warm lights of Hanukkah will spread the spirit of freedom and reach, comfort, and sustain every person who is suffering tonight. Happy Hanukkah, and God bless you all. community, and the Jewish Community Center would like to present you with this menorah, which symbolizes peace and freedom. We understand that you have a very busy schedule,